Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Check out our fun and educational trivia questions on beunique.org. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Or interact with us on Facebook on our new Be Unique radio page. For your chance to win a free gift every day, just check in with us. That's at beunique.org, BUNEKE.org.
Hey, boy, howdy. That was some good stuff there. Welcome to Take a Break with Gene and Mary. This is Gene Albertson. My co-host, Mary Burton, is on a remote location at a joyous gathering. We have an award here in our local area that is the Women Who Rock Award. One of the local schools puts it on, and their goal is to find women in the community that are really outstanding community leaders and highlight their achievements. And I actually, I hang out with Women Who Rock, lots of them. And several of them that I work with are actually nominated for this award. And there are watch parties for this award around town. And I believe that's where Mary is right now, at a watch party. Now, three of the people that were nominated, Mary is one of them, from Be Unique Magazine, which is the parent company for Be Unique Radio, which is the radio channel for Take a Break with Gene and Mary, where we are today, right now. Be Unique Magazine is a nonprofit magazine, and we have three of our two founders and three of our board members are all have been nominated for this amazing award. And any one of them deserve it in a big way, because they're all leaders in the community. Let's see here. I want to just they've got a bunch of different categories that you can win this in, and I didn't keep track of the specifics as far as which of the categories everybody is nominated for, but I'll tell you that I'm blessed to be able to work with these folks. Now, as far as women go, I'm definitely a fan of women. I've been a fan of women since I can remember. I'm looking forward to the time that I believe we're coming into our future, that women are going to play a more active role in our society leadership like they once did in times past. And I think we're going to benefit from that in a big way. I think I was thinking earlier about some of the famous women, because I'm a historian by training, that have come out through history. And it's amazing how many famous women we have out there that have really contributed. Now, what I'm looking for right now, it looks like we have one of our Women Who Rock nominees is on the phone. Hello there. Are you there?
Hi, Gene.
Hi.
I'm here with a bunch of famous women.
Awesome. How are you doing?
Doing good. Everybody want to say hello to Gene and Be Unique Radio?
Hi, Gene.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? I was just telling everybody about this award that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So it's a watch party is where you are?
Is it a what? A watch party, yes.
Okay.
We're at Marion's house watching it on Zoom.
Uh-huh.
You're watching everybody else win.
Well, now, is today's like the big award day, like when all the awards are going to be awarded?
They're awarding in several categories.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, Jennifer, Lynn, and I were each awarded in, I think, four different categories.
Nominated.
Not awarded.
Oh, wow.
Four different categories.
It's all the movers and shakers in Brevard County.
Yeah, I guess so. We're shaking and
you're
moving.
Above them.
And well, these women are all very impressive. It's amazing what they do. And they're getting ready to announce the Yellow Rose for Community Service Award, which I believe all three of us were in this category.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yellow Rose Excellence in Community Service Award. Okay.
Yes. Created, presented by Doris Larson and Zonta Club of Melbourne.
Zonta Club, yes.
And this has the largest number of nominees.
Mm-hmm.
There were 64 women all together, 64, 65.
Wow. Well, you know, that's pretty impressive. I'm tickled.
I think I'm going to let you continue on with the show, and I'm going to finish watching the awards ceremony.
Okay.
And I'll talk with you later.
All right. Sounds good. Have fun. Okay. Tell everybody hi and good luck and all that.
We'll send you some cookies.
All right. Please do. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Well, that was awesome. I could hear, recognize several voices of women who rock. I don't really know. I didn't look at the entire list, but I'll tell you, pretty much any of the women I work with could be qualified to be nominated. Now, what I did want to do today is just kind of go down through a list of some of the things that, since I would like to see if anybody wants to call. I guess that's first. I usually have a partner, and if anybody wants to call, you can give me a call at 516-418-5651. And we can talk about women who rock. We don't necessarily have to talk about women. Jean and Mary don't always talk about what we plan to talk about. But I don't know. I had this cool list of famous women throughout history who rocked, and I was just kind of going through them. Of course, Cleopatra. She was a biggie. Mary Magdalene, I think, as a historian, I think I would say that she kind of got a bad rep in history, because a lot of the information that shows she actually had a leadership role in her world really kind of got lost in the whole mix of everything. Of course, Joan of Arc inspired French revolt against the occupation of the English. Oh my goodness, Catherine the Great. She's got all kinds of fun stories about her. I'm seeing Jane Austen, Harriet Beecher Stowe. She had a lifelong anti-slavery campaign. Of course, the book Uncle Tom's Cabin raised a lot of eyebrows. And I remember working in the courthouse in Jacksonville, Florida. I was there doing some research in the local library. The local archives, and going through the old land records. And she lived there and owned land. And I just, having read the history of the area in the late 1800s, it was like I had this vision of her walking into the courthouse past all the guys playing checkers and smoking their pipe in front after she'd written that book, and going into signed land certainly caused a stir in that place and time. Now we're coming a little more earlier. We're looking at Queen Victoria. Gosh, she had a whole time period named after her. Oh, my goodness. Emily Dickinson, Marie Curie, Emily Murphy, Helen Keller, Eleanor Roosevelt. Oh, my goodness. Katharine Hepburn, Mother Teresa, Rosa Parks. My goodness. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I think the thing that's really exciting about the whole deal is that we're coming into a time that, like I said in the beginning of the show, that I really believe that women are going to be allowed and encouraged, and will be taking a much stronger role in our world society. And we'll have to see how that goes. I'm excited about the potential, because I don't mind saying that, as a general rule, I found in my life that women are generally smarter than men. I'll say it. That's my opinion. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody that I'm really glad you joined us. here today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary. I suspect we'll have a better shot at having spent a little more time with Mary tomorrow. Please join us at noon Eastern every day. Now, every other time, you can give us a contact at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Just send us an email. Love to hear from you. You have an opportunity to, when you reach out to us, to get entered into a prize drawing. We do a weekly prize drawing of a free gift that we'll send out. We'll mail it anywhere in the world. And all you have to do is contact us, give us a call. You can reach out to us on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio page on Facebook. If you like any of our posts, we'll get your name in the list. Please check us out. Now, I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. Mary usually is here to help me keep forgetting stuff, but I'll tell you this. If you would like to check out more about all of our shows, we have a bunch of great shows on Be Unique Radio. Please check us out at beunique.org. Now, that's BUNEKE.org. I'm going to go ahead and do my exit and bid you all adieu. And we'll see y'all later. Have a great day.